Hey guys, and welcome back to Culture Boys, a show where two guys just want to have a chat. I'm Nathan, and as always, I'm joined by Pepe. And this week, we're watching some more anime.
Yeah! Ooh. We say it as if it's anything different than what we normally do.
I know, right? Oh, the manga, anime, games, pop culture podcast. Ooh.
No, it's an anime. Ah! Jeez. But yeah, what are we watching this week, Nathan? What have we watched this week?
This week, we are watching Solo Leveling.
Yes. I don't know if anyone remembers at all. We did a manhwa episode. How long ago was that? That must have been, that feels like a while ago as well.
You're putting me on the spot.
I don't need a genuine answer, don't worry.
Just looked in my notes. That was episode 57. That was in
57. Frickin' hell. So that's like almost 100 episodes later. And here we are. I mean, this is one thing as well, because I bring up the manhwa episode because myself and Nathan, we read different manhwas at the time. We were basically explaining what we found to each other. And at that point, I read Solo Leveling.
Yes, you did.
I read a few chapters of it, and I really enjoyed it from what it was. And I was like, I knew that the anime was coming out because it was like an announcement that was like about a month or two old at that point, I think. But like, here we are now, and yeah, both of us have experienced Solo Leveling. We've watched the anime. How much have you watched, Nathan?
I watched 6 episodes.
You watched 6 episodes? Okay, cool. So I've watched 2.
Okay.
I have read some of the manhwa.
Yeah, you have prior knowledge, so.
So, episode 1 and 2, for example, are like that's the ones that really draw you in from the start. And it's the same with the manhwa as well. So, I think like you probably have gotten a little bit further to where I was then in the manhwa. I can't remember exactly what happened after those. Like, because obviously, well, going into Solo Leveling, do you want to give a quick rundown of what it actually is, Nathan? And then we'll get into a bit more.
Yes. Okay. So, Solo Leveling, created by Chugong. The light novels were originally published July 25th, 2016 to December 29th, 2021. The manga was illustrated by Dubu, or Redice Studio. And the manga was published, well, I suppose manhwa, actually, instead of manga. The manhwa was published March 4th, 2018 to December 29th, 2021. And the anime was animated by A1 Pictures and aired January 7th, 2024 and is currently ongoing. So, Solo Leveling. In a world where hunters, human warriors who possess supernatural abilities, must battle deadly monsters to protect mankind from certain annihilation, a notoriously weak hunter named Song Jiwoo finds himself in a seemingly endless struggle for survival. One day, after narrowly surviving an overwhelmingly powerful double dungeon that nearly wipes out his entire party, a mysterious program called The System chooses him as its sole player and in turn gives him the extremely rare ability to level up in strength and turn anyone he kills into a loyal minion called a shadow. Jinwoo then sets out on a journey as he fights against all kinds of enemies, both man and monster, to discover the secrets of the dungeons and the true source of his powers. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Nice one. So, given that small rundown for anyone that has watched Solo Leveling, the first 2 episodes basically cover that double dungeon bit, don't it?
Yes.
And I remember when I read Solo Leveling, I think that double dungeon was covered in the first, I feel like, 6 chapters of the manhwa. I might be wrong. I'm spitballing here, so that could be completely inaccurate, but it felt like that because it was like, you know, a manhwa with, in terms of like chapter breaks, it's a little bit different to what like a manga would be. So I remember that, and I think I got a little bit past the double dungeon bits. I saw him get the power to level up, but I think it couldn't have been further. It must have been episode maybe 3 or 4. I reckon, like, if I was spitballing where I finished or stopped reading Solo Leveling. There's a reason why this is held in such high regard as well. It is a really good series. I don't know your thoughts about it or how you felt.
I felt it's a cool concept. And, like, I did enjoy what I saw, although I did find sort of, I don't know, sort of the episode, I don't want to say pacing, but like to me it was just kind of like interesting how they set out the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, if like the first two episodes, for example.
Yes.
Okay, I know you got to set up a lot of stuff. But like that first episode, if let's say I didn't have enough time, or let's say I was being really harsh, right?
Yeah.
First episode alone, I'm like, yeah, it was okay. But I don't know that it was that strong to like make me continue.
Yes. I get you mean completely. So this is the thing as well. It, like straight off the bat, what I think they should have done is those two episodes, episodes one and two, I think they should have made it an hour long, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think that should have been like just an hour long special, like 45 minutes, however long you want to make it. Like combine those episodes together and then go for a half hour each time, because that's what really grips you. Like in that first episode, you get to that cliffhanger, you're like, ooh, something's up here, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and like not enough happens in the first episode to make you want to continue. All the good stuff for that double dungeon is literally in the second episode.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, okay, but like, wouldn't that have been better to just all have been episode one?
There's so many random bits with episode one as well, because like reading the manhwa, like however long ago I read it, it was like it was literally focused on Jinwoo and his party basically going into that dungeon. Like in the first episode and the second episode, arguably, there's bits and pieces where they're like they give you a bit more like backstory about the world they're in as well.
Yeah.
Like, so you see the guild master where he's like fighting a bunch of people, that you see like these other characters which are like A class, S class, and they're like fighting these ants and stuff like that. You don't get that in the first chapter, as far as I'm aware, or like any of the like the setup in the manhwa, like okay. I don't feel like I remember seeing any of that setup as well. Anyway, but I guess they're just trying to do a bit more world building within those.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think that's the benefit of when you get an anime adaptation, with all the time that's passed, you like you get to change certain bits, and you're like, oh, I should have done this way back when. So then you get to do it like when the anime comes out. I mean, like, that stuff was interesting, but at the same time, like, whilst it set up the world, I was also kind of like, I don't know, like, did the ants really set up the stakes? I don't know.
Absolutely not, no. It's one of those, I feel like the best way to describe it, in my opinion, is the Oshinoko anime. The first episode gets you to a point where you're like, oh shit, that's the twist, and that's the bit that really sets up the whole series. And in my opinion, I think they should have, like, that was about an hour long as well, that first episode of Oshinoko. I reckon this should have done a very similar thing, in my opinion. Just like double up on that episode, like get people hooked right at the end, like, wait, whoa, what's, like, so obviously Jinwoo's like assumed to be dead, but then there's all this stuff that comes up about the solo leveling, the quirk and that. So
see, like, and that's what my problem so far is. Whilst I enjoyed what I watched, clearly, because I watched 6 episodes out of 8, the only reason I didn't watch it all was because I was watching it pretty late last night. I was doing some work at the same time, I got tired, so I didn't watch all 8 episodes. But it's the same sort of thing, is like, all the, like, at the moment, all the odd-numbered episodes are, like, the setup ones. And then all the good stuff happens on, like, the even episodes.
Okay.
So, like, episode 3 had some stuff go on, and it was like, yeah, okay, that's whatever. And then episode 4 was like, oh, okay, there's some cool stuff. And then episode 5 was, like, setup. And then episode 6 was, like, sort of, like, payoff.
So you think, like, this pacing issue that came from what you said in, like, the first two episodes, it kind of continues on in that. So, like,
I like, wouldn't say, that's the thing, I don't want to say pacing, because it's like, actually the story beats do move quite well.
Yeah.
But I just don't like the way that it's sort of fallen, where it's, even if I'm incorrect and it's not all the odd episodes, that it does feel like there's one setup episode and then there's the action episode. And I'm like, you can just combine the two, or, you know, like, he leaves the hospital, you know, he gets that dungeon key, and then it's like, oh, okay, that's part of an episode. And then it's like, oh, now he goes in and is like, oh, now he's learning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next episode is like, most of it's him sorting out and fighting that boss in that dungeon. Then he comes out and he helps his friend, you know, because he's like, oh, I've done some leveling up. And he's like, oh, that golem. if I can break its defenses, they'll win. Then that's the end of the episode. But like most of that episode is like action.
Yeah.
It's like very little setup. It's all like action because like they've already done all the setup. I just don't understand why it has to be like that.
Do you think like it's a weird concept, but do you think like, you know, like with Netflix animes, for example, they like kind of like have like a weird sort of, obviously most Netflix anime still ends up being about half hour long, 25 minutes long anyway. But do you feel like this would like benefit from something like being on Netflix and being like a 45 minute long episode or something, like, so a longer episode, but like actually gives you that whole like story, like start to finish kind of like pacing kind of thing? Would you rather have a longer episode?
For my preference, yes, I would prefer a longer episode where it's all sort of like set up, payoff.
You want that payoff at the end? Yeah,
well, because I also feel like I don't know how much this there is in the source material. Like, I know it's obviously in the breakdowns, it's ended already, right? So like, and from what you're saying, like if the first two episodes are like six chapters, like it seems like the anime is not burning through the source material, but you know, like it's like going through quite a bit.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I'm like, this is, it went on for 5 years, right? Like Novel existed for 5 years, the manhwa itself was 3 years. So I'm like, are they going through the source material too fast? I don't know, but I would just prefer, for me personally, the longer episodes, because it's just, I get it, cliffhangers and stuff, but like if you show me he's going into a dungeon, I obviously know based off the rest of the story that he has to fight a boss for the dungeon to end. So I'm like, just show it all to me. Yeah,
you just want, you want that payoff. And I mean, that's with any episode in general that you'd watch, like from any series, like unless it was like, I don't know, arguably there are some series which do have that mid kind of like, oh, you start off and it finishes in the next episode, or like a mini like kind of story arc
it
in
depends,
within a couple episodes.
Like, but yeah, like, it depends on how long the battle is in the source material, right? It, at least to me, because like,
yeah,
some things don't have to be dragged out. The infamous Namek fight, yeah, for example, against Frieza with 5 minutes, like that was how many episodes?
Yeah
obviously, sure. They were waiting for the source material to catch up, you know, they were waiting for the manga, so they were stretching stuff out, putting in fillers. But like, that's one of the infamous ones that's like, that really doesn't have to be that long. But in this, I just felt like, yeah, it probably could have done with the extra time just to like get it done.
I mean, the pacing of the manhwa, like you said, like we all go back to that, we all always come back to that point where, like you said, like the first six or so chapters was covered in the first one or two episodes. Say again, this is still me spitballing, so apologies if that's
wrong. And I've never read the manhwa,
so that's an estimation anyway. But like, obviously that pacing in the manhwa is going by its own pacing. It's not thinking about anime in the future, it's not thinking about the light novel. Could be a completely different situation as well. If it's a light novel, it probably covers that dungeon and maybe a little bit more within the first volume of that. So pacing for those two different sets of media could be completely different than this anime. So, I mean, it's so hard to tell. I imagine it was, it's not the easiest decision to make in terms of like cutting down, I guess, or adapting it.
Yeah. I'm sure, and the thing is, I'm sure what they came up with is probably the best way to like elongate the series or like make sure it's got longevity. But at the same time, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Is I would have preferred the longer episode just to sort of get it. I don't know. It just doesn't feel as satisfying because the cliffhangers are like not as good.
It lets you drop off a lot easier, I think, because funnily enough, like I share a Crunchyroll account with one of my friends as well, and sometimes I see what episodes been watched. So they actually started watching Solo Leveling and finished the first episode, but didn't continue on with the second one. And I asked them about it. I was like, "Oh, I'm watching the series. Why did you stop watching?" And they said it was good, but it was just one of those things. Like it was a natural stopping point, so they just didn't continue. And realistically, it's probably like, because that natural stopping point at the end of that first episode, if they include that second bit, Would more people continue on with it? I want to see what the drop off is from that first episode.
Yeah,
compared to the second
one. That's quite interesting.
Well. Like, it's just an interesting thing that I noticed when I was talking to my mate. I do want like you said, you've watched six episodes of this so far. I think I'll definitely continue watching because I feel it's just easier to watch this anime compared to reading a manhwa. Like, I do love what the manhwa was doing, but it's not exactly the easiest thing for me to pick up.
This one, like, in terms of an anime, was quite easy because, I mean, I was doing the typical, I had it and I was watching, but like, I was also working at the same time I was doing something. But because this one was like quite easy to just leave on, that's also why I got to six episodes, was because I was just kind of like, well, I'm not watching anything at the moment. And I need to watch this anyway. So I was like, okay, cool. I would have actually watched all eight episodes because I was kind of, I've got issues with like the way it's paced at the moment. I still do kind of want to know what, like, how far is he going to go? Because how far did you get in the manhwa?
So in the manhwa, I remember him fighting, was it these wolves, I think?
Okay, so I've gotten a bit further than where you were then. Okay, so I won't say anything then, but like, so I got to a part where like the system makes him do something, and I was like, oh, this is interesting.
Because doesn't he get like daily quests as well or something like that?
Yeah,
he has to do. I thought so, because like the moment you said that, it was like the system's making do stuff. I was like, crap, yeah, because like I just assumed like he was just training for the sake of it. Now I realize he actually has to do these things. He has to do these things.
Yeah, he gets a penalty if he doesn't.
I completely forgot about that as well. So that makes me even more excited to actually continue watching this as well, because I remember bits and pieces. I remember why I did really enjoy it. It's just a shame I wasn't able to continue back then. But
like, it for those who know, and when Pepe gets to it, we'll end up talking about it outside of recordings. But for those who know what I'm talking about, like, it gets interesting because you're like, oh, wow, didn't see that coming, right? And that's kind of why I would have wanted to continue, is because I'm like, I mean, at least at the moment on Crunchyroll, there's eight episodes. So I'm like, okay, well, let's see where this goes, because I kind of want to know now. And there's more characters getting introduced. There seems to be sort of like the power scaling seems to be more established as well. Like, as it keeps going on, you know, you get a better sense of what fulfills each like letter rank. Because before they were just like, oh, this is an S rank hunter, an A rank, a B rank, C, D, E, and you just kind of like, well, like, they all just look like people. I don't understand how separates like that without seeing something. You know, like, the S rankers are like doing some crazy stuff, but you're like, okay. But then you see like the monsters that are like in these categories, and you're like, oh right, now I'm starting to get a better sense of what the scaling is.
Yeah.
Because again, like, unless they show you an ability, right? All the hunters, you could put an S, an A, and an E together. I'm like, person.
Yeah,
fucking nothing to me.
I remember watching that intro scene, you know, these like, oh, 3 years ago. Yeah. This year, and I was watching it and I was like, oh, these characters look like they're going to be the fodder. You know, the one that like just like gets eliminated, but they actually turn out to be some of the strongest warriors in that, like, that there and then. And you're like, oh, okay, these look like guys that would just be like massacred by the ants in about two more seasons.
That's the thing. Like, they're like, oh, these are like A, B rank hunters. And I'm like, if this was an actual video game, you'd be NPCs.
Yeah.
You'd be people I would never see again.
Yeah, you know, like when like you've watched like or played games or watched anime where the main characters are about, you know, like they stand out, you know what I mean? They've got like some blue hair or some funky costume or something.
Well, their armor is just like incredibly innate and whatever, but like these people are like, oh, I've got like the basic starting chest plate and a helmet and the basic sword and shield, and you're like, you are not an A rank.
That is
a beginner if I've ever seen one.
So true. It's actually so true, because then you watch it and you're like, it's because I'll tell you what it is. It's because we're so used to seeing such outlandish designs.
Yeah.
Something that, like, just in general, like, we're so used to the anime pro tag look that when you see an average NPC looking character, you think, oh, they're gonna die soon, and it's like, oh wait, no, they're not, they're actually sticking around, like, for a bit.
It's not even sometimes anime, it's like this, especially because they're called hunters, like I'm a Monster Hunter player, right?
Yeah.
If I see someone who looks like that, I'm like, you're a noob. You just started the game. You got the base equipment. You just picked sword and shield. You haven't started yet. Like, you're going to have to go out and do the tutorial. Like, this is, like, the only way I can kind of tell if they don't say their rank is that in this world, the higher rankers take on, like, more difficult missions. So they look more presentable. They're, like, the richer people. They're the ones that have got, like, fancier looking equipment,
yeah,
and in their everyday life they're probably wearing suits and shit,
yeah,
right? And then everyone else is like average Joe, like from down the street. He's like, oh yeah, you know, I'll just wait for a dungeon to come up, I'll make all right money. Like,
like the E rank guys are literally in tracksuits and like kind of just like the well, bare, like, minimum, you know what I mean? Like,
you know, like in episode one, like when they all meet up because they're going to go into the double dungeon. And it's like, you know, dude with the afro comes in with his green. And they're just talking at like the random fucking food truck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, yeah, you're right, mate. How you been doing? Oh, yeah, it's been a little while since I've had to hunt. I've got another kid, though. So it's literally like Dave and Alan from down the street, like having a chin wag before they go onto the fucking construction site or something.
Or it's like that they're just there rocking up ready to play like just a friendly game of football with the lads or something like that. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's fucking Sunday League.
Yeah. Like, that is the best way to put it. Sunday League is the best way to describe the E-class because they're just there to be like, yeah, cool. Like, but, one thing with this anime as well, which like I think it does really well, like, I think it what has its mass appeal as well, is the amount of gore in this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is a very bloody anime, and this feels like if you're a fan of your like Tokyo Ghouls or anything like that kind of vibe, you probably will like this a bit, or your Parasite, like those kind of more mature animes. It's something that I reckon anyone that is a fan of those probably would enjoy this as well. Like the creepy look of the statues as well is just something that's become a meme, like just in general. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen those memes where it's like, you know, when they're praising the statue where like there's the main god statue and then there's the two on the other side, like on his left and right, and then there's all those bowing down to him. There's that meme format, which is like, oh, this anime is the best. It's going to be like fucking like One Piece, Naruto and Bleach, and then like the ones bowing down are fucking like Attack on Titan and all the like other ones, even though it's like kind of just
I've never seen that before.
It is the most toxic meme because it just gets a reaction out of everyone, and you'll most likely find this meme on Facebook pages where everyone just getting angry, like, One Piece of the Root and Bleach are actually the shittest ones, and it's like actually Attack on Titan should be the main thing. And it's like, I mean, bear in mind, I've just pulled those names out of how I don't actually believe any of the hierarchy. Like what you want to like, man. Don't get triggered by anyone's opinion. That's all you gotta do. But
all I've seen before we watched the anime was on my Twitter feed. You know, there's that one, I think she's S rank, but there's that one scene where the dude steals the woman's purse.
Yeah, yeah.
On a moped, and like for no context, I've just seen this clip a bunch of times on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Okay. And I've seen her like flip over the dude and take the purse back, and then like land, and then the clip ends, and I've always just been like, the fuck is this from?
Yeah.
Like, what is the context for this?
Yeah.
Because it's there's no captions. It's just people re-uploading this one clip. I'm assuming they're just like, oh, that's my waifu.
Right.
But I've always just like seen this clip before. The fuck is this? Like, it's cool. Don't get me wrong.
It's not the coolest scene as well. You know what I mean?
It's a very
like, oh, cool. She does bad. She takes out some guy. It's a very cool scene, but it's like, this isn't like blow me away amazing animation. This isn't like amazing storytelling kind of. Is it just waifu? Is it just waifu stuff? Is that what it is?
That's what I'm assuming, is because, you know, she's in her street clothes and then she does the cool thing and then she like lands and then she like has the pose and she looks pretty and then everyone's like, oh. I'm assuming that's why I kept seeing it, is because people are just like, look at my new waifu.
Again, a character that wasn't really introduced in the manhwa when I was reading it either. So
she does feel like a character that would just appear randomly much later on.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And that, like, again, they're setting up those character introductions now, so it probably does make sense later on. Like in terms of like those big high up figures, because yeah. you don't get any of that from the manhwa when you first read it. So yeah, there probably is more context to that later down the line. There probably is a reason why people love this character so much as well.
I mean, she's supposedly she's just like stupid strong, right? Because like she gets mentioned again in episode 6.
Oh really?
But in like passing, because there's like a bunch of random characters meet up and they're talking like, oh, how is it in your guild? Because they're like, because they're female hunters that like manage to join different guilds,
yeah,
or whatever. And then like two of them are from the one guild that one character's from, and they're like, oh, how was your training camp? And they were like, oh man, we were struggling. We went through an A-class dungeon and we were all struggling. And then the instructor, which was that character, sorry, I can't remember character names.
No, it's, yeah.
They're all Korean names.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar enough to be able to memorize. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, like she, and then they show a clip because they're like, oh yeah, we're struggling. And there was this boss monster and we felt like we were all going to die. And she came in and she took it out in like a second. And there's like a clip of her killing it, and then that was it. So it's like she just gets mentioned the one more time, yeah. and that was it.
Just like, kind of like drip feeding, basically. That's what it is.
Yeah, kind of.
Like obviously that main story arc is going round, but then they're also like, we need to actually get to make these characters feel like they're a big deal. Is drip feeding those so they actually feel like they are, like throughout those early episodes as well. It makes sense completely when you're doing that. Like you said, like there's different ways of doing the adaptation.
Yeah, it just feels like, again, now that we've got the anime,
yeah,
feels like maybe they're taking the chances to do a bit of world building early on. So it's not all just like, oh, this is the main character doing a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're only following him. Like, we don't show anyone else. Like, it does seem like they're trying to show off some other characters, but at the same time, some of them I'm just kind of like, but they're not doing anything, so why do I care?
I kind of have to, like, see for myself, like, in what the context that is. But yeah, you're right, if they're not doing anything, it's like, oh, they're just part of this world and existing, but they're not actually interacting with the main character, I assume, in those points.
Like, no he's not even there. They're just like, again, it's just some extra world building. Like, yeah, it's a cutaway exposition, and it's like sometimes they show stuff with his sister,
mm-hmm.
the main character's sister, and like she's got that friend who went and took the exam and she's not telling anybody. But at the same time, they keep showing this girl that took the exam, right? But she's not doing anything either, right? And I'm just like, I don't get it. Why do I care?
It feels like if they go introduce and like just drip feed those characters, give us a bit more context to those stories, like in the third or fourth episode. I understand, obviously, it has its pace already, but yeah, you know what I mean? Like, because I get you mean from that first episode.
Again, it's because she's just... They show her as she is. She's just a schoolgirl. But at the same time, every time she turns up, she's like quiet and moody.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a hood up. And then she just like sits down, says a couple of words or something, a couple of sentences, and then just doesn't... There's nothing else. And it then focuses on like main character's little sister. And I'm like, well, she also doesn't do anything. So why do I care? I don't care.
Yeah, she's not actually a hunter at all. She's just studying in general just to...
Yeah, like... I get you go as a juxtaposition, you flip and you show his little sister,
mm-hmm.
and because she's a normal person, she's, you know, she's like talking about, you get context for like the family and how they feel about him being a hunter but being like a terrible one.
Yeah,
but like, again, I'm just like, I don't care. I can see he's terrible because he's always busted up and getting beat up. Like,
yeah.
I can see that.
He even gives that exposition in those first two episodes. Basically, you get that. You don't even need that explanation at all. You get that. You understand that he's a bad...
Yeah.
Like, you get that information within the first 10 minutes of the episode. Like,
yeah, you get it. And then it's like, oh, yeah, that's my older brother. And you can already imagine that it's like, well, yeah, it's going to... You're going to be worried because he's supposed to be making money.
Yeah.
But he could make money any other way. He wants to do this thing and he comes up busted up all the time. And you're like, yeah, of course you're going to be concerned. He's going to die.
Yeah. Like looking at when the light novel and the manhwa started and finished, I did notice that they both ended on the same day, December 29th, 2021.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Like, it's not like, oh, the light novel ended and then the manhwa finished like a couple years later or how many years later. They both finished on the same day. And that makes me think, like, there must be some differences between that light novel and manhwa. Like, unless the creator was directly involved with the manhwa and they knew where it was.
Yeah, they also were involved. Like, so I didn't note that down because, like, you know, I don't know. In my mind, I was like, whoa, they created it and then this person illustrated it. So, like, I assumed... I probably should have noted that down, to be fair. Okay, like, yeah, I assumed that people would think like me and be like, oh, well, they still wrote... They still worked with the person who was illustrating.
Okay, fair. Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
It could end because they know. I mean, it's... The original creator is still there working with the person who's, like, doing the illustration.
Okay, fair. That's... Okay, that makes a lot more sense to me now, if that's the case. Like, at least... Like you said, with the pacing thing, it's like, yeah. It's only because, like, sometimes when people create light novels, they're a complete separate entity to the actual manhwa itself. Like, sometimes it's like that. But no, fair. Like, if they've given them the storyline and stuff, then it just, like, yeah.
Yeah, that's my bad. I'll learn again and I'll make the notes a little more clearer.
It's all good, it's all good. But no, in total, though, in the anime, like, again, I've only watched two episodes, read a little bit more of the manhwa back then, but I will definitely continue watching this. Quick question, did you watch the sub or dub on this, by the way, Nathan?
I watched the dub. I know normally I would go sub because I'm like, oh, you know, the original. But this time round, it's based on a manhwa, so the original would be Korean.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a Korean option. So, and I did think, oh, maybe I'll put on the Japanese. And I was like, actually, if it's Korean and I can't listen to the way it was intended to be anyway,
yeah,
then who cares how I listen to it? Which is why I could watch it whilst I was working.
Quite interesting there's not a Korean dub of it. Like, I understand probably is really popular and like Japanese was the first thing, but regardless though, like the dub's really good. I imagine you think the same as well. Yeah, I didn't see
it. It's pretty good.
Pretty good dub. Yeah, I recommend that.
The one thing I did note was like I liked the transition from the main character in the. I don't know if they also do it in the subs, but in the transition from him being weak.
Mm-hmm.
To gaining levels from where I got to in episode 6, he went from sort of like meek and mild. He sounded like his voice was like much higher and he was like a little downtrodden. He sounded like kind of like this and he's like, yeah, it's no problem, don't worry about it. And then like in episode 6, he's like hardened, sort of battle hardened, and he's like a little more powerful and he's like, I'll destroy you.
Yeah, that's one thing I did pick up on like within the first couple of episodes is like the voice actor for Jinru, like the voice actor, like you can kind of tell that there's going to be like some sort of transition there later on where it becomes a bit more tougher, because he's like, obviously he's like you said, he's playing that meek and mild character at first, but you can kind of hear that like, in that voice is like there's room there for him to be like a really serious
there's like that bass that you can't hide in a voice, like, you know, you always have that level of bass, but like the tone was higher and like the demeanor was different. And as he starts training, like his voice starts to get deeper, and it's not so much like when he's talking to his sister, he still has that sort of like jovial demeanor, but like it's when he starts doing hunter stuff that you like his voice gets a lot deeper, and like it's very like to the point. He doesn't like mess around anymore. You can tell something's different. Besides obviously watching, but there's times I wasn't staring, constantly watching the anime, so I was just listening, and like you can really hear it because it does go sort of very to the point, and he knows exactly what's going on, like exactly what he's doing and what he's saying. There's almost like a confidence that comes in with his voice, and it's just interesting, like that's such a simple thing is like, oh, you can just hear it. You just know there's something going on with the character.
It's needed as well, because I kind of know like a little, like quite loosely about what you're talking about as well, because obviously there's a lot of like change within the character. Like, but no, I'm looking forward to watching those episodes as well. Like, it's something I definitely will continue on, and I definitely would recommend this as well. Like, I'm only two episodes in, but yeah, like 100% keep. If anyone is curious, I mean, like, hasn't watched at this point, which I'd be surprised if you listened this far. But honestly, I'd recommend, 100% would recommend.
Yeah, same. I totally would recommend this. This was a cool idea, and I feel like it's gonna get more interesting.
Absolutely.
Especially from where I've gotten to.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what will happen.
I'll probably be up to date by the end of the day today. So nice. But do you have anything else to say, Nathan, before we wrap this up?
No.
No. Sound. In which case, thank you for listening, guys. We are on X and podcast platforms, and we'll catch you guys next time for another Cultured Boys episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.